Let's begin with a word of prayer. Our gracious, loving Heavenly Father, in this morning hour we come before Thee, we come into Thy presence, and we bless Thy name. We give Thee praise, we give Thee honor, for unto Thee alone it is due. And so we just pray, Lord, that as we read Thy word and as we consider this passage of Scripture, Lord, that Thy Holy Spirit would speak to us, and that we would hear His voice, and that we would heed His promptings in our lives, and that we would glorify Thee while we walk here upon this earth. And so we just pray, Lord, that Thy presence would be felt in our midst, for we pray this in the blessed name of Jesus. Amen. For this morning's reading, let's turn to the first book of Thessalonians and read chapter number 5. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5, the first 13 verses.
Prva knjiga Solunjanima, peta glava, prvih 13 stihova, Bogu na hvala i na čast.
But of the times and seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness that that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of day, of light, and the children of the day. We are not of the night, nor of darkness. Therefore, let us not sleep, as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. But let us who are of the day be sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love, and for an helmet the hope of salvation. For God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ, who died for us that, whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. And we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord, and admonish you to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake, and be at peace among yourselves. May God bless. The book of Isaiah has a lot of prophecy in it. And in chapter 30, we read a verse that says that there will be a teacher, and that teacher will not go away, and that teacher will be there, and that teacher will be as a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. And so that prophecy has been fulfilled in that of the Holy Spirit, that as we have submitted and turned our lives over to the Lord and have given unto him our very hearts and our lives, that his Holy Spirit does work in us, and we do hear his voice as he speaks to us. And as we look at his word, we see and hear that voice saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. And so we read a portion of Scripture this morning here in the New Testament, and we see that the Word of God and the Holy Spirit, they are congruent one with another. They always speak the same message. And so as we read a chapter such as we have this morning, that we can be sure that the Holy Spirit is speaking to us, and the Holy Spirit is saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. And so let's consider this portion of Scripture that we read together here this morning with that in mind, that the Holy Spirit is saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. And this was prophesied of times past. And we are to know his will. We are to do his will. We are to remember his word in our hearts and in our lives, that as we go about our lives, Monday through Saturday, that these words, the words of Jesus Christ, would be in our hearts and in our minds, and hearing that still small voice that says, "This is the way, walk ye in it." So the Apostle Paul here is writing a letter to the Thessalonians, and he's speaking to them of the return of the Lord, and also not only the return of the Lord, but the fact that some will be sleeping or dead, and some will be alive. But he's saying, we will all be raised, and we will all be taken up together. The dead in Christ shall rise first, and we shall all be taken up together. And we don't know that time, and it's okay that we don't know that time. He begins this chapter by saying, "But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you." There's no need for him to write and saying, "This is the time." With Jesus Christ, one of the last words that he said before he was ascended up to his Father, he said, "But of the times and the seasons," that's in God's power. That's in God's power. Actually, I'd like to just read that because the correct wording is not coming to me, and I think it's powerful in exactly what Jesus Christ has said. So the apostles were still in this mindset that Jesus Christ is our King, and he could be our earthly King too, and he could now reign and take away the authority of the Roman Empire over us. And so he says, the apostles are asking him, saying, "Lord, will at this time restore the kingdom unto Israel? Is it going to happen now? You're risen and you are in power. Are you going to restore the kingdom to Israel at this time?" And he says, "It is not for you to know the times and the seasons which the Lord, which the Father hath put in his own power." It's not for us to know the times and the seasons. That's in God's power. And so the Apostle Paul, here writing in Thessalonians, he's using those same exact words. He's saying, "But of the times and the seasons, you have no need that I write unto you." Ours is to be ready. Ours is to be occupying until the Lord comes. And when God ordains in his sovereignty, when that time would be, that we would simply be ready. And so he's saying, there's no need to write anything in that manner, of that matter. "For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night." It will come, and it will come suddenly. When the Lord deems to send his Son here upon this earth in power and great glory in the clouds with the angels, as he comes in that manner, that it will come as a thief in the night. And he says further, "For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. He that is unholy, let him be unholy still." When that peace and that safety, that false sense of security has made itself manifest in this world, as it would be portrayed that there would be peace and safety, the Bible says that sudden destruction will come upon them, and they will not know peace, neither will they know safety. He continues on here and saying, "But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness." This is who we are as we follow the promptings of the Holy Spirit and we hear his voice saying, "This is the way, walk ye in it." We are children of the day. We are the children of light. And we rejoice in that. And we have peace and we have safety in that. The world thinks they may have peace and safety by some treaties that might be written or other things that this world could put together, but we do have peace and we do have safety and we do have joy and we do have hope in our lives as we heed the promptings of the Holy Spirit and we become the children of light and the children of the day. The Apostle John has written in his epistle, chapter 1, he says, "This then is the message that we have heard of him and declare unto you, that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all." We are the children of the day. We are the children of light, the Bible tells us. And so this is the declaration also that that God is light, and in him is no darkness at all. And Jesus Christ also said, "I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." And so we see that with God there is light, and we are the children of light as we heed the promptings of the Holy Spirit as he speaks to us and says, this is the way, walk ye in it. If we say we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. This Holy Spirit and the Word of God will never allow us to walk in darkness. If we are disobedient to the Word of God, if we are disobedient to the Holy Spirit, then we walk in darkness. But if we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanseth us from all sin. Walking in the light. This is the way, walk ye in it, in the light of the Word of God, in the light of the Holy Spirit. His word illuminating our path and us walking in this way that he would have us to walk in. And when we walk in the light, we have fellowship one with another. And we know and are confident that the blood of Jesus Christ has washed away our sins. And we have not only fellowship one with another, but we have fellowship with God. And so we rejoice in this, that the Lord has done in us, in that he has given unto us his Holy Spirit to show us the way, to teach us of his way, that we might be the children of light and the children of the day. Therefore, let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. So here's some ways that he's telling us to walk in. Let us not sleep as others are sleeping, but let us watch and be sober. Let us be alert, watching. Watching, that's what he's calling us to. Jesus Christ has called us to that as well, that we would watch, that we would be alert. Just as a watchman watches during the nighttime, his job is to be alert and to be watching for anything that would harm that which he is protecting. And so we are to watch as well. And so further on in verse number 8, he's telling us more ways that we would walk in, that the Holy Spirit would teach us in this way. So again, he's saying, let us do these things. He's saying, let us who are of the day, as children of the day, children of the light, be sober. Be sober. So we should be cognizant and aware of that which is happening around us. Having that awareness of the things that are round about us, circumspectly, walking circumspectly in his ways. And so if we remember that we are spiritual beings really having an earthly experience as the children of the day and the children of the light, that we need to be aware of that which is transpiring round about us. Walking in that sobriety, having a clear-mindedness about ourselves. Someone who is drunken is not aware of what's happening around about him. But so we're being called to sobriety, having clear-mindedness and aware of that which is happening round about us. And so he's saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. Further, he's saying that we would put on the breastplate of faith. Faith. Faith in Jesus Christ and in him alone, believing that that in Jesus Christ we are alive, that we have his light abiding in us, and that we are shining forth that light, and that we would have faith and in him alone, because all other things of this world shall fail. They will come to naught. All things will pass away, but Jesus and his word will never pass away. And so we have faith. We have faith in him alone, and believing that with God all things are possible. And so he's speaking here to us. This is the way, walk ye in it. Have faith in Jesus Christ and in him alone. And then he's speaking here also that we should have love. Let us love. This is the way that he would have us to go, and the Spirit of God would teach us no other way, but that we would have love in our hearts. This is the greatest commandment. This is the greatest gift that we can have. The Bible tells us so. And so we know that we are to have love. Love one toward another as children of the day, and love for our Father, and even love for our enemies. Without the love of God reigning within our hearts, we have nothing. If we go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, it says here, though I give all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not love, it profiteth me nothing. And so that's a message that the Holy Spirit is speaking to us. We have a lot of comfort that comes from the promises of God. We rejoice in these comforts that come by way of the promises of God. But there are also warnings in God's word, and he's saying, don't go there. Don't go there. So if we don't have charity in our lives, but yet we have such generosity in our lives that we would take everything that we've amassed in our lifetime and say, here, I want to give it to the poor, but we don't have charity or love in our hearts, it means nothing. Likewise, if we say, I'm going to give my life, give my life even to be burned, but if we don't have charity, he says, I'm nothing. And so the word of God is telling us, this is the way, walk ye in it. Walk in love. And here's a description of love. Love suffereth long and is kind. Love envieth not. Love vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. It's so unbecoming of one to lift themselves up as a child of the day, as a child of the light, as a child of God, to lift them own selves up. The only one who is worthy to be lifted up is the Lord Jesus Christ. And it is him who ought to be lifted up. We don't vaunt ourselves or puff up ourselves. Doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not selfish, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, and endures all things. Love never fails. And so the word of God is telling us, this is the way, walk ye in it. And your lives will be blessed, and you will reflect the light of Jesus Christ. You will be the salt of the earth as you walk in this way, this greatest gift that has been given unto man, this greatest gift of love. He also says, let us put on for a helmet the hope of salvation. Having a hope in our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. Having a hope that is in this word. Having a hope that no man can take away and that we can rejoice in. This hope that we have is a confident expectation. We can be confident in that which is of the promises of God. We have a hope that is in the power of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. We have a hope that's in the salvation that comes through faith and belief in Jesus Christ. This is the hope that we have. And we anticipate with great joy in our lives. This is the hope that we have. Not a baseless wish, like, I hope it rains tomorrow or something to that effect. There's nothing that would happen in that way based on that hope. But the hope that we have is a confident expectation, knowing that our hope is in the Lord Jesus Christ and in his word, that the promises of God are true. And so we rejoice in this hope that we have. Without hope, we have despair. Without hope, we have fear. But in this hope that we have, that we have been redeemed by the power of the blood of the Lamb, and that we know that when he returns, that he will take us up to be with him forever, and we will dwell in his presence. This is the hope that the believer shares as a child of the day, as a child of the light. And so he's saying, this is the way, walk ye in it, in the hope that we can have in the word of God and knowing that there is power there in that which is written in God's word. And then a beautiful verse here, for God hath not appointed us to wrath, but to obtain salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. This is God's desire for us, that we would all be saved. We would all be saved, that we would all be in his presence throughout all eternity. And so this is what he's looking for, he's desiring for us, that he doesn't want us to be appointed to wrath. It's a fearful thing to fall into the wrath of God. But to obtain salvation, this is what he wants for us, is to, for us to have salvation as children of light, as children of the day, to have salvation by our Lord Jesus Christ. This is what he's appointing us to. And so we rejoice in these promises that are written in his word. And this joy no man can take away from us. Who died for us, that whether we wake or sleep, we should live together with him. So he's saying in the previous chapter, don't mourn over those that have died or have fallen asleep or have died. Don't mourn for them. Because when the time comes, they will be resurrected. And so he was telling them about those that are asleep in the Lord, who have died in the Lord. And so now he's saying here again that whether the case is that we are alive or dead, we should live together with him. And he has called us to that we might be together with him, that we might sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, being there in that heavenly realm, partaking in that which no eye hath seen, nor ear heard, neither has entered into the heart of man, these things which God hath prepared for us that love him, and that have given unto him our lives, and have submitted themselves to the Holy Spirit's promptings in our lives. When he says, this is the way, walk ye in it, that we have done so, and now we are with him throughout all eternity in this salvation that we have. And so he's saying, wherefore comfort yourselves together. Comfort yourselves. We live in a world where there's so much despair. There's so much chaos. But he's saying, comfort yourselves together. And so as children of day, as we are here gathered together, that this is the way that he would have us to walk in, is that we would comfort one another. If we go back to the previous chapter, the last verse, it says, wherefore comfort one another with these words. Let's comfort one another with the promises of God. Let's share in this comfort that can come from God and from him alone. We go to 2 Corinthians chapter 1, and it speaks much there about the comfort that we have from God. And it says here, blessed be God, even the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies, the God of all comfort, who comforteth us in all our tribulations, that we may be able to comfort them who are in any trouble by the comfort wherewith we ourselves are comforted of God. We've experienced the comfort of God. We've experienced his peace as it came upon us. We've experienced all of this from God as he gave it to us in the midst of trials and tribulations and difficulties. We've received of his comfort. And so he's saying here, this comfort that you received, even in your dark hour, share that same comfort one with another. And that's what we are being called to. And as children of light, as a body of believers, that we would do that for each other, that we would provide comfort one for another. And our lives will be blessed. And we will have this fellowship one with another, knowing that the blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed us each and every one. And he says further on here, also that we would edify one another, even as also ye do. He was giving them encouragement, the word of God, and even the Holy Spirit will give encouragement in our lives, that we would edify one another. And it's something perhaps that we're already doing. And all these things that we are already doing, he's saying, continue in them. And so we want to edify one another. We want to encourage one another. We want to build one another up. We want to strengthen one another in our spiritual lives. This is edifying one another. Let's remind ourselves of the promises that are written in God's word. And let us take great hope in that, that our spiritual lives would be blessed and that we would come to know him more and more. The Apostle Paul also wrote in Ephesians in regards to edifying. He's saying, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. This is what we are being called to. Let us do these things. This is the way, walk ye in it, is the prompting of the Holy Spirit. And so he's saying, no corrupt communication out of our mouth. We are to be slow to speak. I think of Job, how he says when he came to the fuller revelation of who God was, that he said, I will lay my hand upon my mouth. Let our words be few. And so he's saying, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying. He's saying here, the usage of your words should be to build up one another, to edify one another, to make each other strong in the Lord, to encourage one another to walk in the light. That's the usage of the words that should be proceeding forth from our mouths. Our vocabulary, that which we speak, that which we communicate, should be to the use of building each other up in the Spirit. And it should serve to grace unto the hearers. And so if we're about ready to say something, as we're conversing and having fellowship one with another, there ought to be a filter or a check in place that is what I'm about to say, is it of love? Is it going to edify he or she who's going to hear these words that I'm about ready to speak? Will it serve grace to them? Will it make them stronger in their faith? There's trouble in the world, but when we speak one with another, will that be grace? Will the usage of our words be that to edifying? So there's an exhortation there and an encouragement that our vocabulary, our speech, our demeanor, everything about us would be that to the use of building each other up. We need that. And so he's saying, you're doing it, continue doing it. And then he says, and we beseech you, brethren, to know them which labor among you and are over you in the Lord and admonish you, and to esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. And so here's another message of the Holy Spirit. This is God through the Holy Spirit speaking to us, having that voice behind us saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. Esteem those that are over you in the Lord and esteem them very highly in love for their work's sake. And then he says, and be at peace among yourselves. Be at peace among yourselves. The Holy Spirit will only prompt us to be at peace among ourselves. The Holy Spirit will not prompt us in any other way but that we might be at peace among ourselves. The Bible says that we are to follow peace with all men and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord. We are to be at peace one with another. We are to edify one another. We are to love one another. We are to comfort one another. This is what the Holy Spirit will prompt us to do. And so he's saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. And when we walk in it, we are walking not only one with another, but we are walking with the Lord, even as Enoch and others have walked with the Lord. And so he's saying, be at peace among yourselves. Jesus Christ had some words also to say in this regard. He's saying, these things have I spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. We are to have his peace abiding in us. And he spoke the words that he spoke, as we read them in red in the Gospels, that those words would bring about a peace in our lives. And just as we have comfort from God and we share that comfort one with another, as we have peace from God, we share that peace one with another. And we walk in this peace. In the world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world. This is his message to us. And we are to heed his message in our lives. Jesus Christ also said that peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. And so he's saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. We do well in our lives when we walk according to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. Again, I think I've mentioned it before, but when I see that you're following the Word of God, when I see that you're following the promptings of the Holy Spirit, when I see the love of God in you, when I see that peace emanates from your life, and the vocabulary and the usage of your words is that to the use of edifying, then I'm encouraged in my faith. I'm encouraged to do the same. And I'm encouraged to continue in that. And then we all encourage each other in that way as well, to follow the promptings of the Holy Spirit and let faith and hope and love and comforting one another and edifying one another, esteeming those that are higher than us in the Lord, and having peace one with another. And we have then a beautiful fellowship, and we grow in his ways, and he blesses our lives richly. And so my prayer is that we would all just simply heed the promptings of the Holy Spirit in our lives when he says to us, this is the way, walk ye in it.